That's good, Gary D. Keep it with happy music this hour. We want happy music. Nice upbeat music, because we're covering a topic that apparently a lot of you are very upset about. At the very least, you're very confused about it. When I get a letter from my utility provider, and it says that I now have more opportunities to save with the next generation of energy efficiency programs, I get very, I key into that very closely. We're here this hour talking about our own beloved Arizona Corporation Commission and the rate change they just approved about a month ago for APS. And we had a lot of panic at first, and we told everybody, hey, take a breath, relax. We've got till May to kind of figure this out. Well, we were wrong. We really didn't have till May to figure it out. I'm here with Steve Kep. Many of you know him as the father, we'll call him the grandfather, grandfather of supercooling. You've heard me talking about it for years. I didn't invent it. I learned it from Steve. Steve taught me it, tutored me on it to where we were absolutely, I think, milking it to death at my house. We were buying on-peak power about 6% of the time and powering the house 94% of the time off-peak. I live in a house that's got three air conditioning units on it and includes air conditioning in the garage for my beloved German short hair pointers that live in a certain corner of the garage for them. I keep my house in the middle of the summer at 68 degrees, and I consume anywhere between 3,000 and 3,400 kW a month, and my bill is usually about $260 or $270 a month. Up until last month. Super cooling. Steve, we've raised an entire generation of Arizona homeowners.
I know. I hope everybody sent some of the money to the charities that they saved on the super cooling. And super cooling was nothing but taking advantage of an electric rate, cost of 5 cents a kilowatt hour off peak, 24 on peak, and you could easily run your air conditioner for 5 hours and off peak for what it costs 1 hour on peak.
And apparently, we upset APS.
You might have done. You have too many listeners doing it. You created a peak demand problem.
Man, oh man, oh man. So the new rate change. Okay, we're not going to grandfather nothing.
Oh, my wife texted me on the way to the studio to correct you on that.
Okay, all right.
Like any good wife would do.
Okay.
Solar people that have solar applications on, they are grandfathered onto the rate they're on. They're the only ones.
They're the only ones.
Right.
Okay. And what's that, 2% of the
– Yeah.
Okay. But everybody else, no grandfathered.
Nope. As of May 1st, everybody has to select a new electric rate, 1.7 million customers.
And what I didn't catch in my first reading – it's extremely confusing, but when you read it, there's this trigger date of August 19th. I read it completely wrong. I read it that was the first day you were eligible to go ahead and make the change, and they were going to have this transition pricing available to you that opted into it until you decided until May. No.
No.
They closed the books on every customer they had midnight, August 18th.
No, you had
except the solars.
You had it right the first time.
Okay.
The first time. You have, in this transition of August 19th, and in fact, every APS customer just got a bill that was dated August 19th.
Yes.
Because they're starting everything all over
again. All fresh from that day.
You and me can stay on our existing rates, and by May 1st, we have to choose another one or they'll choose it for us.
Right.
So between now and then, we're going to see a slight increase in our electric bill because of the rate increase that was passed.
On the 19th, that transition price increase hit you, everybody.
At the 19th.
Boom.
And it's going to get worse the 1st of May, though. That's the transition period is nothing compared to what's going to happen May 1st.
Why don't you, in the studies you've put together there, why don't you go inside the head of each corporation commissioner? And Steve, why don't you explain it to me how the corporation commissioners could approve a rate increase that increases 80% of the customer's cost by how much?
80% of the...
He's stuttering.
We better give a little detail.
He's stuttering, folks.
We find that 80% of residential APS customers are on a time of use rate called time advantage noon to 7. That particular rate is going from in off-peak, where they will use 80, or if you're super cooling, 96% of your power.
Yeah.
It's going from 6.1 cents to 10.9 cents. That's a 77% increase on 80 to 90% of your electric bill. Don't super cool anymore. It's not going to work.
Boy, we're going to have to really pound this message, because we have been promoting it and it's been working for people all over the state for years.
Yes, it has. And we've ran the numbers on what's going to happen to people's electric bills if they don't change, and it's not pretty.
So, Romy went into the mailbox here at KTAR, and we got a four-page letter from Lou in Peoria, typed on a typewriter, and the paper's almost on fire. He is so hot. And he spent hours on the phone with them, and all they could tell him is, "We're sorry, your bill's probably going to go up $100 a month." And that was from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Romy?
Well, so that 1.7 million people have to make a change by
May 1st.
What happens if you don't? I mean, this is just not going to happen.
No, very good question. If you don't, and probably the vast majority will not call in, evaluate the rates, select how they want to be billed, they're just going to let APS slide them to a new rate. So if you were on a time of use rate, they're going to slide you to the new time of use rate. That's the one that went from 6.1 to 10.8 cents. If you were on a standard rate, they're going to move you to a standard rate. If you were on a demand rate, they'll slide you to the demand rate.
They just all have new on and off peak cost per kilowatt hour.
Yes, cost per kilowatt hours. And the other big thing that changed is the on peak time. It's no longer noon to 7, which has been for years. It's now going to be the 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night will be the on-peak time, Monday through Friday. They did give 4 more holidays, so we have a total of 10 holidays. 87% of the time annually is off-peak.
I may be just an old codger, and I hate change. But it seems to me telling the families of Arizona they can't start cooking dinner until 8 o'clock at night. I don't like it, because I like starting to cool my house at 7. Now I've got now I'm probably just going to go to a set thermostat.
Now we got you taken care of, Rosie. We're going to do a little something different with your demand manager on your house. We're going to maintain that cool temperature, and your bill is going to go up about $60. That's actually a very good news. The encouraged thing on these rates is you can see that they're structuring them to the cost of their cost to provide electricity. In off-peak, where they have surplus power, they're giving it away.
Right.
During on-peak, when peak demand is occurring and that power is the most expensive, they are sending out a price signal to the consumer. You use power during this period, you're going to pay, and pay heavily for it.
Mm-hmm. But now they're taking off-peak and jumping it 70%.
Right. They didn't. They actually lowered on-peak by 1/100th of a penny. So the on-peak charge stayed almost the same. But that's 10% of your usage, 20% at the very most if you're not even working with the rate. 80% is going from 6.1 to 10.8.
And let me say this, folks. We have invited APS to come on. And they are going to send us a spokesperson, and we will have them on. I think that's in 2 weeks. So we'll get APS, but the one invite I haven't got out yet, I'm going to invite a couple guys from the Corporation Commission.
I would love to see it.
I want to see what their staff analysis of this bill and how it, I mean.
Never in the history of the utility, and I've been dealing with them for 35, 40 years now, have they actually, usually when they introduce a new rate, everybody's grandfathered on their current rate. Only new people coming online will have to choose from the new rates. This is the first time they've actually made the whole customer base select a brand new electric rate. No grandfathering except for the people with solar. They are grandfathered on the rate they're on.
Gary D., just put some happy music on in the background, really soft. I mean, my blood is boiling. Just real soft. Okay, Romy, go ahead. My blood's boiling.